right, everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 전제 on TBS EFM 101.3 with me, Kayla. We are hanging out and we're looking at some headlines that were going on in this day in history. Now, today is Friday. It is May 15th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 5월 15일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Let's take a look at what came out in 1982. 네, 1982년에 나오는 헤드라인인데요. Now this one here, sticking with the theme, we're talking about Teacher's Day. I feel like it's important to talk about it. I was a teacher, so I have a lot to say. This title here in Korean reads, 교권 부활, 스승의 날. 교권 부활, 스승의 날. So that says, Revival of the Teacher's Right, Teacher's Day. Oh, that just has like such, oh, like meaning to it right there. I don't know, I just got goosebumps a little bit. So that's because 교권 is a teacher's right, 교권. And then the 부활 is revival or resurrection, 부활. So you put that together and it's the revival of the teacher's right. It sounds like a very heavy sort of way of saying something here. And then finally, as I had mentioned in the opening, 스승의 날 is the word for Teacher's Day. 스승의 날. So basically, the whole article is saying that after 9 years, they are finally reviving at this time, the Teacher's Day, which was in 1982. And so people had started to do different events like visiting old teachers or attaching ribbons or writing letters or hosting a night out. And it's, I think, a really great thing that they did that because when I came to Korea, I was first an English teacher at an elementary school. And 스승의 날 was one of those days where I really got to feel my students' appreciation for me. Of course, I felt it throughout the year in different ways, but it was just one of those cool days where it was all about me. No, that's not what I'm saying. Sorry. No, that was a joke. It's a cool way to connect with the kids, I guess. I really enjoyed being able to talk with them. One of the greatest things I got out of being a teacher was Korean jeong. Jeong is like this feeling or connection that you build with people. And I felt like as I got to know them, for example, I had this one kid who I knew him from second or third grade, and I taught him all the way up till sixth grade. And he had zero interest in English. Zero. Not even like a modicum amount of interest. But as we got to know each other, I just started showing interest in his life. I'm like, all right, if you don't want to necessarily become English's number one supporter, that's fine. But like, let me just be a part of your life. And so I'd ask him about his day and things like that. And as I got to know him, and I'm talking like a year or two it took him, he started to show more signs. And then finally, coming around, what was it, fifth or sixth grade, he signed up for my English camp, which was a big deal because, not gonna brag, actually gonna do a little humble brag here. My English camp was pretty popular. But anyway, he signed up. And that to me was that moment where I'm like, oh my God, I did it. I did it. This to me was better than anything I could have gotten on 스승의 날. This moment here of him wanting to participate in English was like, oh, thank you. So I can't tell you how much as a teacher that these moments with kids mean, but to have a day set aside for it, I think it's just wonderful. So I'm glad that in 1982, they decided to revive it. Now, before we get on with our next headline, I want to read out some of these comments here. McZenny says, Hi, it's my first time listening here. Haha! Hey, McZenny, thanks for tuning in. That means a lot. It says, 7873, Hi there. It's my first time to send a text message for Korean Genius. I think your voice is really good. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much. I'm trying to keep my voice normal and not go into my Songu Nogum voice, which is hello and welcome to Korean Genius. That's a little too much, right? We're gonna keep it friendly and normal here. And then Silly Sirius says, thanks to KD, our teacher at 스승의 날. Thank you so much. I'm getting all the I feel like I'm back to being a teacher again. This means so much to me. Well, I hope you guys are enjoying it. We'll have a lot more to cover coming up here, but first let's take a listen to our next song by Erasure, A Little Respect.
Manya kruke motamien, janenun, kunyurul ilke dwegas. 내가 가는 대로 따라다니면 돼.
여태까지 나를 미행한 거야?
물론.
한국말 배우고 싶죠? 한국어 잠재 들어보세요.
You're now listening to 한국어 잠재 on TBS EFM.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to 한국어 천재. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to some of our commenters here. The Pondering Professor says, oh, nice humble brag. Hardly noticed. Lols. Normal is overrated. Thank you. Yes, did you catch my humble brag there about my English camp? Sorry, I was so proud of it, you guys. You don't even know. Also, JJ Giari says, hi, DJ Kayla. Great to listen to your broadcast again. Mwah. Thank you so much for tuning in. It really means a lot to me. Christmas Renjun says, DJ Kayla, oh my God, DJ Kayla is so pretty today. Goodness gracious, thank you so much. Except, I don't know if you're watching on YouTube, my hair is deciding that it's just going to stick up like a turkey here. These are my bangs, and yeah, there's nothing I can do about it today. It's raining. My hair is just doing what it wants. Murdy Neem says, DJ Kayla is pretty every day. Oh my goodness, thank you so much. I'm turning beet red now. And then Miko Miko Ni says, joining for the first time, virtual hug, hello. Oh, thank you so much. Virtual hug back to you. Big squeeze. It means a lot that you guys send me all these lovely comments. It makes it really fun to do the broadcast. So thank you again so much. And we will be right back with our next headline. Korea에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. That's right, we're going to be taking a look at these headlines that you're going to see time and time again in the news, and I'm going to break them down for you. I'll explain the expressions, explain the words, and the meanings that go behind them. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day. Now, for me, as you guys can tell, today seems to be one of those days where my Korean is just coming out all sorts of iffy. I don't know, every now and then my mouth just seems to not want to work, and today is one of those days. Sorry about that at the beginning, but this one here is about the Korean cinema and going to the movie theaters here. So I'll read the title in Korean first, and then I'll switch it on over into English. So let's take a look at this. It says, 4월 한국 영화 매출 11억 원 역대 최저치. So that there means Korean movie sales in April are at the lowest record, being 1.1 billion won. Now, to me, 1.1 billion won sounds like a ton, but I'm guessing in, you know, comparison to what it normally is, it's probably a little bit lower than normal. So the term for sales here, movie sales, is 매출. 매출. 매출 is the term for sales. So if you put 영화, 영화 in front of it, 영화 매출, it is movie sales. So right now, they're at the lowest, which in Korean is 최저치. 최저치. That is a really hard word for me to pronounce because there is the CH sound and the J sound all mixed together in one. So even for me, this is probably one of the hardest pronunciations I will have to do in Korean is when you get these. 최저 is the lowest, and when you add 치 at the end, it means like value or worth. So when you put them together, it means the lowest record, like of all time. This is the lowest record. And then finally, we'll look at 역대. 역대. Which in the dictionary technically has two different meanings. Like one of them is successive generations, but obviously we're not talking about that right now. In this situation, it means of all time. Like it could be ever, depending on the context. So as we said before, it is the lowest record of movie sales of all time. That's what that means. So one more time, sales is 매출, 매출. Of all time is 역대, 역대. And then finally, the word that will forever cause me to struggle in life is the lowest record. And to say the lowest record is 최저치. 최저치. Oh, goodness. I'm like terrified to look at my PDs right now to see how I pronounce that. Oh, you guys, today, that pronunciation. But you, like me, we all will have struggles with Korean pronunciation now and then. Just keep on practicing and you guys will get it too. Now, Mimi B says the lesson for today is difficult. Just this topic. Don't worry, Mimi. I got some fun stuff coming up here with Suyun. We're going to be talking about clothes. I love it. I love talking about clothes. Coco Crunch says, y'all should always listen to DJ Kayla. It's so fun to listen to hear. Oh, thank you so much. I hope that you guys will enjoy learning Korean in more informal kind of way. This is just a fun way for all of us to learn together. And finally, Vroomi-nim says, Kayla, 언니, you look best with your hair tied up, but you are always pretty. Oh, I need to wear my sunglasses because DJ Kayla is shining. Oh my goodness, girl, I am blushing right now. Thank you so much, you guys. Oh, that means a ton to me. I guess you guys seem to like the ponytail. I'll keep rocking it then. If you like it, I'll keep doing it. But anyway, we got coming up here next is Fashion Speak. So make sure you stay tuned to hear about all the fashion trends. But first, let's take a listen to Whitney Houston's Hold On, Help Is On The Way.